Hello?
That's Clamberine.
Hi, is Matt in?
That's him.
Hey, Matt. It's Nicole at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, yourself?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. I just wanted to follow up with you. We had extended out a finance offer to the business a couple weeks ago. It was for some equipment financing and working capital. And it was based on some prior financing you had with Regions Bank in 2015. Does that ring a bell to you?
For Regions? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, based on your borrowing history with them, we have you pre-approved here with us for some equipment financing and working capital. So I was just, you know, trying to follow up and wanted to introduce myself and see if you guys had anything coming up that we could help you out with.
It was, they turned me down because I have a lead that I've been making payments on for a few years, but they wanted to pay it in full. How do you guys work with liens?
You have a payment, a tax lien?
Yeah.
You have a payment plan and set with them already for the tax lien?
Yes.
Then we can work with you. As long as you have a payment plan, then that's fine.
Okay. Are you guys a, what type of loans do you guys do? Is it more set up like Regions and other banks? Or are you guys like a, where you take like a certain percentage and you pay per day?
We have a lot of different programs available. What kind of loan did you have with Regions?
I was just looking for like a 10 to 15,000 loan from Regions.
Okay.
And the last one they did, they just added on to my checking account, and I think it's like a 8% or something.
Yeah, that would be our working capital. We deposit it straight into your checking account, and you can use it as you see fit.
Okay. I'm not looking for anything right now because I already got the money, just use my own money.
Mm-hmm.
But I would going to be looking for, I guess, more money, but it won't be until like the second week of September. If you can reach out to me, I'd have time. But right now, I don't have time to, to apply for a loan.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It takes some time to get everything together. Were you just looking for capital, or was it for equipment?
I was just looking for a, I didn't want to do a loan. Like, I've been approved by quite a few companies out there, a lot of funding companies, but it was more on paid per day, and it was a few hundred dollars per day, anywhere from $125 to $250 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And my payments per month would be ridiculous just for a little bit of money I was borrowing. So I was just looking for like I would get at a bank, like a 8% loan, something small.
Okay. What would you be using it for?
To buy more equipment.
Oh, so you're using it to buy equipment?
Yes, more tanks, yeah.
Okay, because the working capital, you know, like the other banks, it is a little more expensive just because it's an unsecured cash loan. We do have daily, weekly, and monthly payments available, but for our equipment, it's much cheaper because it's equipment and, you know, it's secured by the piece of equipment. And those are monthly payments, and those are longer terms. They're 2 to 5 years. So if you're using it for equipment, then you would be better off with the equipment financing as opposed to just the cash loan itself.
Okay.
It's a lot cheaper.
Do you go off of like the last 3 years returns and all that?
For the approval process?
Yeah.
We would just, for the approval process for equipment, we just need the your last year's tax return. And
okay,
6 months.
I still haven't had that done yet. My account won't have that done until the middle of October.
Do you have 2014?
Yes.
Yeah, we can work with that one as well. That's fine.
Okay.
And then we would need 6 months of bank statements. The application itself, which is only one page. And then if you have the quote for equipment, if not, then kind of just a ballpark figure, and we can work off of that until you get the quote. What kind of equipment are you buying?
Just more tanks.
More tanks, okay. How much do one of those run?
The most I'd be looking for is 15 to 20,000, and the rest I would come up with myself. But they usually run about, I don't know, the average is like 30,000.
Oh, okay, so you would want just to cover the majority of it, and then you can go ahead and...
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's definitely something we can work off of. Like I said, the our equipment financing is probably more of what you're looking for. That starts in the mid-single digits. So, I mean, assuming, you know, business is healthy and everything like that, then that starts in, you know, 4 or 5%. So that's a lot cheaper there. Did you, I know you said not until the second week of September, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have an email, and I can send this info out to you, and it will come with the list of things that we would need. That way, you know, I can follow up with you, and or if you get it before that, you can always reach out to me as well.
Okay. It's Matt at clownbeer.com.
Beer.com. Okay, so I can go ahead and send out an email, and it'll have you know, it'll just have the basic info of what we would need from you to move forward. Do the tanks that you buy, do they come with any kind of a quote? Do you buy them from a vendor?
Yeah, I don't have any quotes yet, but I would. That's something I would send with all the paperwork.
Okay. Okay. Great. Okay. So when's a good time to follow up with you?
I'd say that unfortunately the only time I have is like the middle of September. So I guess September 15th, somewhere in that range.
Okay, so mid-September?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll follow up with you probably just a little bit before, just to kind of go over everything and make sure you still have our email, my email and everything, and then when you're ready, then we'll go forward from there.
Okay.
Sound good?
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Matt. Have a good day.
See you, bud.
Bye.